text for our meditation is from our Old Testament lesson from Malachi chapter 4. Specifically, when Malachi says, "You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall." This is our text. Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're all getting older, and there are those times when we have trouble sleeping because, well, we're getting older. Imagine it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you just can't get to sleep. I mean, maybe you're experiencing some severe chest pains and you start wondering, is this the end? Do you ever wonder what the end is going to be like? Do you ever wonder what Judgment Day is going to be like? Is it going to be a pleasant experience? Or is it going to be really scary to see Jesus coming in the sky? What if Jesus comes while we're in the shower? I mean, that's what I used to worry about when I was in high school. What if we don't make it to Judgment Day? You know, what's it going to be like when we die? What happens to our soul? What happens to our body? There are so many questions that can swirl around in our heads when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and we just can't sleep. We might as well get up and start reading a good book. Well, as we approach the end of the church year, which is next Sunday, it's just natural that these last two Sundays we take a look at the end times of the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ did not want us to be in the dark about the end. And so if you listen carefully to our gospel lesson that Pastor Ganey read, you saw that Jesus answered a lot of questions about the end of the world. He tells us what the signs are going to be. Wars and rumors of wars, pestilence and famines, all that kind of stuff. He warns us not to follow the false prophets, the false Christs that are going to be coming. And he warns us that it's going to be very difficult for pregnant women and those who are nursing. He gives us a lot of information in those 23 verses of the gospel lesson for the day. But the thing is, that Old Testament lesson from Malachi, it basically gives us a shorthand version of that same information. He may not give us that information in great detail, but he certainly does tell us what the end is going to be like from two different perspectives. From the perspective of non-believer and from the perspective of the believer. And I think it's really cool that here we are so close to the end of the church year and we're looking at the very last chapter of the very last book of the Old Testament. I just think that's really cool. And this last chapter summarizes for us the end of time, or as what the heading of the chapter calls, the great day of the Lord. And as I said, Malachi covers the end from those two different perspectives. The first one, the first perspective he covers is that of those who don't believe in God, those who don't trust in Jesus. And so Malachi writes, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will be stubble." And so the first thing you got to know is that when in Hebrew or in Greek even, when you see that word behold, you better pay attention. It's a sign that the author is writing something that is very, very important, and you better pay attention. And so Malachi is telling us that the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the unbelievers will be stubble. And so he's telling us that God, that our God, is like a huge, burning, almighty oven. And really, when you look at it, before him, all of us are but stubble. What happens when stubble is exposed to heat? Well, it shrivels up and dies. I mean, it can't withstand the heat. And so it will be on that last day for those who don't have a relationship with Jesus. They are going to burn in the heat of that oven. And then Malachi goes on to write, "The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts." And what I find interesting about that statement is that it's not God that sets them ablaze. It's the day itself. That day is going to set them ablaze. Judgment Day will see those who don't believe in Jesus tormented with fire. And it's not going to be a pleasant day for them at all. Also notice that God is referred to here as the Lord of hosts. That is Yahweh of armies. God is almighty. God is all powerful. No one can stand up to God, not even Satan and all of his evil angels. Because God is the Yahweh of hosts. He is the Yahweh of armies. And when God is done with them, there's not going to be any root left for them. There's not even going to be one branch left. It's all going to be destroyed. And so the only advice that I can give you is that if you don't have a relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you better open up your heart to the Holy Spirit and let that Holy Spirit work in you through the Word and sacraments so that you come to love God. Otherwise, you are toast, literally. Then in verse 2, Malachi switches to those who fear God and have a relationship with God's Son. "And on that day of judgment, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings." Jesus is going to come to bring healing to us. He's coming. His coming is going to result in our healing to the point that we are like calves leaping out of the stall. And I just love that analogy. How many of you have farms? One. We got one. Heiner, you were from a farm. Did you have calves on your farm? There you go. So he knows. I don't have a farm. I grew up just outside of Detroit, so there weren't any farms around. But you know, I can really, really grab on to this analogy. It's something that I actually do see every single day because most of you know we've got three dogs. And while I'm here at church, those dogs are in crates. And so when I go home for lunch, I let them out of their crates and I let them out of the patio door, and those dogs run and they let off their energy and they leap like calves out of the stalls. That's how we're going to be. When Jesus comes again, we are going to be like those calves leaping out of the stalls. We are going to be so excited to be going to our eternal home. We are going to be so excited to be in the presence of our God that we are going to leap like calves out of stalls. And as we leap like those calves, we are going to tread down the wicked. for they are going to be ashes under the soles of our feet. But notice that it's not really us that trample on them and turn them to ash. That is only going to happen on the day that, and I quote Malachi, I act, says the Lord of hosts, or the Yahweh of armies. It is God who is turning them into ash. It is God who is going to trample them and turn that stubble into ash. Malachi's final words to us are, remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and the command that I commit, rules that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. You know, by Jesus' day, the Pharisees were pretty active. They were his main opponents. The Pharisees, if you don't know, were really laymen, but they were experts in God's law. In fact, they went through the whole Old Testament, the whole Bible that they had, and rather than the Ten Commandments that we see God hand down in Exodus chapter 20, they found 613 laws. And they prided themselves on keeping those 613 laws. And worse than that, they looked down on us common people who, number one, didn't know those 613 laws, and number two, didn't keep them. Well, here we have Malachi telling us to take our focus off of man-made laws and to focus on the laws that God gave Moses at Mount Sinai. And so while we can't even keep those Ten Commandments, the good news is that Jesus kept them for us. And out of joy and out of thanksgiving, because Jesus kept them for us, we try to live by them and go by them in order to please our God for all that he has done for us. And then finally, Malachi tells us God's plan, that he is going to send Elijah, who is John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who is the forerunner of his son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is going to come on that great and awesome day and restore the harmony between father and children and father. I mean, ultimately, that's what Judgment Day, that's what the whole Judgment Day thing is all about. God restoring the harmony between him and his creation, the harmony that existed before Adam and Eve ate off the tree in the middle of the garden. That's why God is coming again, to destroy heaven and earth and to build a new heaven and a new earth where everything will be in harmony. And so realizing that we are going to be leaping like calves out of the stalls, and that harmony is going to be restored between us and God and between all of us and our fellow man, we don't need to stay awake at night. We don't need to toss and turn. Because God wants us to know what's going to happen at the end of time. God wants us to know that it's going to be all right. Because we trust in him through his Holy Spirit, who works through the word and the sacraments. And because of our trust in Jesus Christ, we are going to leap like calves out of the stalls as we enter into heaven. And so next time when you're lying awake at 3 a.m. thinking about your fate, just remember what your real fate is. You are going to be in heaven. And if you still can't get to sleep and you still have to get up and read that good book, well, let that good book be God's holy Bible, His Word, where His Holy Spirit works to fill you with faith, to remind you that you are going to leap like calves. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.